Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
One of the thorns at my side in living where I'm at is, besides trying to get out of here, is dealing with insanity and criminal behavior. Insanity, I will start with that first, and it's connected to the criminal behavior. As I told you in the past about my bad experiences living on Volts and Landon, those are places I can never live again. But the insanity is dealing with somebody who came over there, because I had no friends when I was over there. I just dealt with insane mentally ill people, or from a center where I used to work, okay? And they come over here 20 years later, and I don't have no attraction. I don't know them. They were saying they heard me talk about moving into a home 20 years. This is about 20 years. That's crazy. So this is obsession. This person, these people got mental problems. They kind of moved on. You don't spend no 18, 19, 20 years over somebody you don't know over at home. Are they that poor and low functioning, which I believe they are? I believe they are dangerous. They need to stay away, because I would never live in an apartment again. I mean, I don't know what is going on, why the mental health was a locked facility or prisons, where they destined for. You don't do that. That's insane. What's also insane living here is someone calling me racist and slurs and stuff like that. Now, that's against the law. So, you know, if you don't like me, they should not be living here targeting me for a race or any type of category. They also said they contacted the police with false allegations about me committing a crime, 911 abuse, and there was no criminal matter, there was no investigation, etc. When I deal with racist people or homophobes or people who are intolerant and they live in a very liberal area, there's a concern why they're living in the area where I'm living now. You know, the San Fernando Valley, or where, you know, I'm living in the Santa Monica, or I'm living in West Hollywood, or I'm living in Hollywood or whatever. This is not an area for a backwards, bigoted person. So this person should not be living here. I want them to leave, because they're going to get themselves in trouble with the law or with somebody else with the multiculturalism. Yes, there are people who are conservative or who vote Republican, but there's no more Republican majority here. What I'm trying to say is that we have anti-hate laws in the county of Los Angeles and the state, and they are in the Constitution. We are predominantly Democrat. There is no Republican majority here. There has been no Republican elected in the San Fernando Valley. I'm talking about near North Hollywood, Van Nuys, or if I'm talking about Santa Monica. I mean, there are a few. It's not about political affiliation. What I mean is that he kept saying that it is a Republican majority. It is not. If it was, it would have been, everybody would have been red Republican if it was conservative. There is none. This man is out of touch with reality. He's backward, okay? He should not be living around black people like me, or open-minded people like me, or other gay people. He should not be living around people of different religions. He's going to cause too much trouble. Why is he living here? He should be investigated by the state or somebody, because you should not be using hate speech or practicing hatred toward people who you don't know. He don't know me very well. I think he's insane, something wrong with him mentally. Again, these are people who I don't know. And if I don't know them at all, or Harley, or even their next door neighbor, and they target me for something, or they get nosy, something is wrong with them mentally. They're dangerous. They got some severe mental problems, and they should be investigated by the police or somebody. Because these people are examples of people with mental health issues who are capable of causing harm or committing some heinous act like robbery, burglary, murder, etc. And it is true. Some people with mental health issues commit dangerous acts, and they should not be around other people. Their mental health problems about the hate speech or targeting me because of racial profiling. He threatened me with death threats, and he wanted to lynch me or put a rope around my neck, which is also a racist act. I consider that a dangerous person. He kept saying it to the point where he should be investigated for a hate crime or some kind of a hate incident, because this person is not just hate speech. It's going to civil rights, harassment, and threatening me. Again, what is he doing here? The law is going to go after him. He's going to be charged and put in jail for a hate crime sooner or later. I'm pretty sure he's going to go to jail and be investigated. He is too dangerous. Same with those hoodlums, making up lies. I mean, it was all about, I'm telling the truth. Either I'm dealing with this hate monger who don't know how to live in Southern California, especially Los Angeles. This area has never been red or conservative. He should look at who he's elected, because he's out of touch with reality. Again, these people got mental problems. But these other people coming over here, they say they live in Pasadena. They say they live in San Francisco. They got some severe mental problems. I consider them a threat to my life. I don't know why they keep coming over here. Even into my building, you got to respect boundaries to people you don't know, or even if they do. I don't know these people. These people should not be coming over here saying crazy stuff. And one of the answers is because they're jealous because I own a home, or jealous because I got my music out. They really want to take away my dream. I'm not making this stuff up, They also try to, hinder me in the industry, all kinds of motives, and I do not know them. My stance is that they are seriously dangerous and mentally ill. They need to move on. This is not 2002, 2003, 2001. They need to go somewhere, because they're going to get locked up. The hate monger need to move out of this building, this area where I live, because they don't know how to be tolerant. Saying hate speech to different people on a constant basis will incite some kind of violence, like somebody, or not me, or the police come over, because, practicing hate speech or being a hateful monger is not a good area in Los Angeles. They said they're from a very conservative area like North Carolina or Arizona, then won't they go there? I mean, I'm sure it won't be tolerated there either, but, I don't understand why they're around this multicultural area. And, they made statements that, they would never, we'll keep away from West Hollywood. This area where I live is just like West Hollywood. And we should be open-minded to all people, regardless of where they come from, black, white, gay, straight, Jew, Christian, Buddhist, or whatever. You should not be saying hate speech and targeting people for no reason. And this is for no reason. I don't know them. I didn't talk to them. See, that's the problem with these people. They got to be investigated. But then they were questioning, how dangerous and sick they are. Questioning where I work and what I do. I mean, they don't know how to mind their business. And I'm a very high-functioning person, okay? I came out here to be somebody. I am going to do what I need to do employment-wise. I'm an artist. I own my business. I own a business. I mean, et cetera, et cetera. And I have worked so many years. I've done so much, so I have nothing to prove. But even if I didn't, it is none of her business. She got some conspiracy. And this is the other side of these dangerous law criminals. They think that because of the way I act, she has a conspiracy. I told you about these same criminals about thinking that I'm not well enough and I need a, I'm too high functioning. It would be like, you know, somebody who's, they having this idea to induce me to go to hospital, drive me crazy, which is criminal and insane. I don't deal with insane criminals. I don't deal with people who are closed-minded. I don't deal with criminals, drug addicts, drug dealers. I am not a criminal. I don't deal with anybody who's evil or who has a severe mental problem or anything, anybody who's negative. As I said before, negative situation, negative consequences. It's important that the police and the mental health professional get involved, but they have to be involved when there's an emergency. They need to be involved directly. If these people keep coming over here for 20 years, something is wrong. They need to be locked in the hospital. That's abnormal. That's not normal. You know, 19, 18 years, even if it was a year, I don't know them. When they say, oh, we heard them talk about moving on the street in 2003, that is crazy. 19 years, you got to move on. Okay, I don't know you. You shouldn't be coming over here. You're a criminal. You sound like you're a criminal and a psychotic person. Okay, that's what it is. The person who says the hate speech or who is intolerant, they should be investigated for a hate crime. They should not be living here. They are going to be in trouble with the law sooner or later. You should not be saying hate speech. You have a right to your beliefs, but if you say it all the time and act out on your beliefs, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. Racial profiling is against the law in the state of California. So when you go lie, when they say they lied, calling the police and saying that I'm a criminal or 911 abuse, that is against the law. That is racism. You're going to get in a lot of trouble with the law or the courts of somebody. It's negative. You're evil. You should not be living around an open-minded area. This area is democratic. Everybody's elected democratic. They're very open. I suggest you look at where you're living because you're going to get in a lot of trouble with the law. The good thing we have is that this district, I don't know, we have a board of L.A. County supervisor who's lesbian. I think she may be retired, which is a good thing. It doesn't matter what she is. It just matters her abilities and people like her. So we are very open in this area. The third district, which deals with Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, Santa Monica, deals with the Valley, Studio City, Van Nuys, okay. That is where we are. So these people have spread lies about me. The motive is some severe mental problems, et cetera, et cetera. Now the woman who's talking about me finding a job or whatever or whoever, something is wrong with her. She should not be even commenting on me. Something is wrong with her. These individuals need to be checked by the police officer or some severe illness or some criminal motive, which they are criminals and they are sick in the head. We don't go up to strangers and worry about what I'm doing in my home. As I mentioned before, there's laws against violating my expectation of privacy. Reasonable expectation of privacy is a part of the law of the land. You don't go up to somebody's home. You see whatever you see if it looks abnormal or whatever, we keep to ourselves. We don't violate someone's boundaries unless it's an emergency, like some fire or something happened that require immediate assistance. That's how we deal with people. We have to respect strangers and individuals, especially strangers if we don't know them. We don't go up to a stranger and say crazy things or try to invade unless we're a dangerous psychotic person. And that's what I'm dealing with. These made false allegations, the man and the woman who made false allegations about my mental health or say I'm public guard, they are out of touch with reality. They are going to prison for any, it's a criminal act. I'm too high functioning. I am very highly educated and I'm very much aware of reality and these people are not. So it requires somebody to get involved because they're making up lies. Lies about me going, doing this and doing that. It does probably have to do with some animosity as well as some hatred. which I don't understand because I don't know them. Why are they coming over here? And also, you know, any type of criminal motive or a plot or whatever is not good. If they jealous because I got music or ambitions, that's not an excuse. That is a dangerous excuse to try to target me. What they should do is keep to themselves and mind their business and move on, which they cannot, meaning something is wrong with this picture. Or even if it was somebody I knew from my hometown in New York State, and they came out here and without me knowing, and I would consider that dangerous as well. You don't go up to somebody you know or don't know and just barge on in without knowing. You got to have some problem mentally, something wrong with you. Is there adequate and boundaries? We don't peep in other people's homes. Those allegations are still questionable because that's illegal. I don't allow that. If I find any evidence, I will call the police because I will never allow that. But those allegations persist of people who do not understand how to respect my boundaries, who should have been locked in prison or locked in a mental health facility, which these people should be. They don't have the normal capacity or the right brain or medication or whatever to move on with their lives and deal with people they know and learn how to live around other people. Because there's lots of people in LA, all kinds of color, races, creeds, etc. What I deal with is people, character, is how they act. I'm not going to hang out with someone with a bad character like these people. These people are criminals. These people don't know how to mind their business. Sound like somebody who you can't deal with because they got some serious problem mentally or some they might try to hurt me or something. I don't deal with people like that. I don't deal with people like that. If they can't mind their business, they need to go to a mental hospital or have somebody take them there or put them on medication or go to prison because that's where they are destined to do. Especially I don't know them. Using hate speech and calling me names and targeting me for hate, that sounds like a very dangerous person. He could be a threat to my life. He might try to target me because I'm black or whatever, because of my religion or what I like or who I love because of his illness. You're not supposed to be saying those things. You're not supposed to be targeting me because of jealousy, or even if you don't know me, you don't like what I have, you don't like me hanging out. I mean, that's crazy. If I don't know you, you can't tell me what to do as an adult. That's basic common sense on how you live in the United States of America. And you can't be no hate monger. I have no criminal record. Calling the police and making up stories about me, I have to call the police and file a criminal report of a racial profiling. That's racism. That is against the law. You can't be coming up to me and saying, oh, you're concerned about my mental health or whatever. Are you concerned about me physically or whatever? I mean, if you're concerned about me, because this is podcast, this is expression, this is part of the arts industry for me to express myself, even though it is true. I do podcasts and I express myself clearly about situations, and I have every right to do so as an American citizen. This ain't no dictatorship. You're not a dictator. I mean, you can't tell me what to do in my home or life, and you cannot violate my right to expectation of privacy either under U.S. law. You cannot try to harass me or do some plot against me simply because you got some ulterior motive. If you can't mind, whatever I do in my life is none of your business. It's none of anybody's business what we do. This is how you live in the United States of America. If you violate basic common sense laws, you're going to have trouble with the law sooner or later. You should be arrested, or these people should be arrested or jailed for what they're doing. They should be locked in a mental hospital, which they should be, because they can't differentiate between 20 years or 1 year, and I don't know them, which is another sign of a severe mental problem and some dangerous person. You got to be dangerous. Going up to people you don't know. And, you know, or et cetera, or some retaliation or whatever. That's not fair. Dealing with dangerous liars and dealing with this really has cost me a lot of time and money in trying to put these people away legally through a jail or through a mental lock facility because of their criminal nature, which is a bad person, their inability to stop coming over here and targeting me for a situation that has nothing to do with common sense. So, yes, they have to get involved. This ain't no anything you can do, anything goes area. You can't just do whatever you want. You have to follow laws and respect people, boundaries all the time. But this ain't no dictatorship either. I mean, if they can't move on, I mean, I got this one guy talking about Kazuma all the time. I mean, he's got a severe mental problem. He should be locked in a facility. There's no Kazuma here. He's talking about the guy who I played with a long time ago. That's over forever. That guy's gone. I mean, what is he talking about? It has to do with anything to do with the celebrity of being on podcasts and camera, then something is wrong with this picture. And, you know, I'm a poor, famous person. And I think these people do want to take my dreams away to stop me from being in industry for no reasons. I don't know them. They're jealous of me. Something is wrong. These people are dangerous. First of all, I don't know them, and they come over here targeting me, which is a dangerous mentally ill person. First of all, if they, you know, make an assessment on me and thinking I need this or I need hospitalization, I'm too high functioning. I own a home. I own this. So something is wrong with them mentally. They're criminal. They're considered criminal by LA County law, too. You should not be saying and doing thinking like that unless you're a criminal or a dangerous person. If you're using hate speech or targeting me for got something against me because I'm African-American, or you got something against me because I'm gay, or got something against me because I'm Buddhist, got something against me because of that, for no real reason, you're a racist, you're a hate monger, you're a dangerous person. You're dangerous. Can't mind your business, you got some mental problem, and you're dangerous. These are dangerous people. They should not be walking the streets among me and you. We, you know, to the audience who's listening to me, I know that when you hear this, you're surprised. I should call the police. I should file restraining orders. I have done that. I have done it too much. In fact, it has gotten to the point where I have to be very careful. Because I can't keep calling the police about something, or I have to move to another area where I can live around civilized people who know how to mind their business and know no crazy person coming over here from a long time ago, who I lived next to for a year or two, who I did not talk to or hang out with, or even right now, I don't talk to anybody. I keep to myself, and they say crazy hate things or something. Something is wrong with them. Or question whether I own my home, which is another sign of a dangerous person. They got some mental problems. It requires the police to be involved. They have to. These people also make up stories about me saying I'm a criminal or I ain't well. And, you know, I have my issues, but it's none of their business. They're dangerous. They shouldn't be living around me or somebody who knows how to respect boundaries. And they're lying. I mean, they want to take my dreams away because they're jealous. One of them said, which doesn't make sense because of their mental problems, that they wanted Kazuma's gig. I mean, there was no band. I mean, that doesn't make sense. That's a psychotic person. That's a psychotic criminal using racial slurs, targeting me for no apparent reason because of self-centered, crazy motives and their sociopathy and their mental health issues, which makes them a very dangerous group of human beings. Everything I said is truthful, and I don't understand. They need the law to get these people locked up or to move so they cannot hurt innocent people like you and me. And this is how it is, dealing with dangerous liars, and they make up stories to people in the industry or people around me saying that I don't own my home, or I don't own my song, or something wrong with me, or I need a public guardian. All that is a bunch of bull. I'm very high functioning, first of all. And I said before that public guardianship is for extreme, very sick people who are in a locked facility or institution who can't pay their bills or something like that. And that's not me. So I don't understand why would they say that. The only reason why they say that, because they're dangerous people who are criminals with some sick mental problem who are going to end up in a county jail or a federal penitentiary. That's where they're going to end up, or some mock facility, because they don't know how to mind their business. Dealing with dangerous liars and these dangerous string killers because of jealousy or some ulterior motive that had nothing to do with me means that the police and mental health professional need to go to them directly and take them to a hospital so they can be locked up so no innocent person like me or you will have to deal with them. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. When these people live next door to people, if they continue to do what they're doing, some innocent person going to get robbed, murdered, killed because of their illness and their criminal motives. They should not be living around other law-abiding citizens like you and me. And that's all I have to say about it. Good day. Good night. And from Dove Night.